Good morning, Ketimim Chayadim, Tal Lamed Ches Simen Hay. And the last point of the Chayadim says, 40 saw my Mishul Mishib Karka. So, Midaraisa, being tovel inside of a kli, is definitely problematic. If you have water which was Mayim Shuvim, it had been drawn in a kli, and now it's placed back into the ground. So, there's some chokers we shot him, but the assumption is that Mikra didn't made a rice, so that would be kosher for tevila. Mirabonim Chazal said, since it was in a kli once upon a time, if we're going to allow that, people will come to be tevil inside of a kli, and that's a psul de raisa. And therefore, they did not allow water which had been in a kli. The question is, are we going to be makel in regards to Mayim Shuvim Shebekarka, which for the purpose of Tevilas Yadayim, that's very relevant to our water, because our water, we assume the water, which the tap water, goes through various filters, etc. And those filters have place to hold the liquid as it comes through. They could theoretically like stay and hold it. So that's considered that it's had a base kibble, so it's Mayim Shuvim. Then it comes to my house, it's my Meshuvim, and then, so, if it goes into my bathtub is Mechubar L'Karka. So, especially if it was only completed the process of making it into a kli, once it's attached into the house. So, before it was, even though it had the shape of a bathtub, it wasn't, the process of the kli wasn't completed, it still needed pipes attached to it, etc. So it was only nigmar to be a kli which could hold liquid once it's attached to the carcass. So now this Mayim Shuvim, which comes in the city water, is now passed into my karka. So what's the halacha? The Rambam says, Ein matilin behen yadayim. The Rambam does not allow tefilas yadayim for Mayim, which was Shuvim, even now it's in the karka. The Ravid, not Pilon, but according to the Ravid, we're going to allow that tefillah. Now the Mishnah Berurah paskins, the Digger is like the Das of the Rambam, that Mayim Shuvim Shebe Karka, tefillah is not acceptable. So he would have to find some way to do the tefillah, or find a different place to do tefillah. But this 40 of Mayim Shuvim, even though it's a Shir Mikvah, but it's possible because it was Mayim Shuvim once upon a time, and that has not been rectified yet. Okay, we're going to start Bezrat Hashem in the following Shir, Klal Lametes, Siman Aleph, deals with the status of various different water, then potentially maybe even other liquids as well. What's acceptable and usable for the purpose of Netilas Yadayim? What type of liquids can I use? One last point over here, which the Chayyim does not talk about, and that there's a concept in halacha called Hamshacha. So if I take Mayim Shuvim and I pass it over direct ground, and it does that for sheer, even a minimum sheer, let's say 3 tvachim's worth of distance, before it falls into the pit, that process possibly can remove the status of Mayim Shuvim from the water. So theoretically, it's possible to have a situation where you're using the city water, but that he can't do tefillah, he doesn't have a kli to do tefillah in. So he could run a hose and let the water flow on the ground for a period of time before it gathers into this gathering place. So it's Mayim Shuvim, you don't have rainwater, you have city water. So it's Mayim Shuvim, but you did it in the process of Hamshacha, of letting it flow on the ground before it went in. So, since this whole psula being tovel on the ground, midaraisa, it's not a problem. It's only if it's detached. So in this din rabbanan, they said if you did the process of, as it were, sort of like reconnecting the water to the ground, and negating its presence in a kli, but like having it flow on the ground before it reaches this container, that's called hapshacha, that can remove, according to the Rambam, that can remove the status of mayim shuvim. Okay, so we've completed klal hamechess and lamechess. We're going to discuss the various different types of liquids which are acceptable. Have a good day.